Welcome to Bayou Garden on WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Are you thinking about adding shade trees, small spring or summer flowering trees, or trees for screening to your landscape? If you are, this is the best time of the year to head out to local nurseries and purchase trees to plant in your landscape. Fall, November through early December, is the best time to plant hardy trees in Louisiana. Where a medium-sized evergreen tree is desired, the evergreen Sweet Bay Magnolia is an excellent native tree that not only is beautiful, but it's just not well-known in Louisiana, and as a result, people rarely plant it in their landscapes. But because of its outstanding characteristics, and in order to get it better known to Louisiana gardeners, the evergreen Sweet Bay Magnolia was chosen to be a Louisiana Superplant selection for fall 2012. The Louisiana Superplants Program is an LSU Ag Center educational and marketing campaign that identifies and highlights tough and beautiful plants that perform well in Louisiana landscapes. Louisiana Superplant selections are university-tested and industry-approved. The Southern Magnolia is well known as a traditional tree for Louisiana landscapes. Like camellias, azaleas, and crepe myrtles, it is oftentimes considered essential for creating a Southern-style garden. Unlike camellias, azaleas, and crepe myrtles, however, which were all native to the Far East, the Southern Magnolia is native to Louisiana, but we have other native magnolia species that are also worthy of planting. One of the great things about the Southern Magnolia is that it retains its foliage year-round. Most magnolia species are deciduous. Louisiana gardeners like using evergreen plants in their landscapes. The year-round foliage of broad-leafed evergreen trees provides welcome relief to the bare, leafless branches of deciduous trees. The evergreen Sweet Bay Magnolia also reliably retains its foliage during the winter. This naturally occurring variety is distinct from the standard species. For this very reason, because the standard species is deciduous to semi-deciduous, and it drops most or all of its leaves in the wintertime, but the evergreen form grows in the most southern part of this plant's native range, and it retains its leaves, and that's the one I'm recommending to you. And speaking of the leaves, the foliage of the Sweet Bay Magnolia is especially beautiful. It's smaller and lighter green than the Southern Magnolia, and it doesn't have that glossy shine. But there's a surprise when you look closely. The foliage of the Sweet Bay Magnolia is bright silver white on the reverse. When the wind catches the canopy of these trees and flips up the leaves, the ripples of silver are a delight to the eye, and there's no other tree we use in our landscapes that does this. The flowers also make this tree popular. They're creamy white, about 2 to 3 inches in diameter. They generally appear in early summer around about April and May, and then occur sporadically through the rest of the summer. The flowers are not as large as Southern Magnolia flowers, but they have that same wonderful lemony fragrance that so many Louisiana gardeners know and love so well. The Sweet Bay Magnolia is a medium-sized tree that grows to be about 30 to 50 feet tall and has a spread of about 20 to 30 feet. The tree tends to be fairly narrow and columnar through much of its life, although the shape can vary from tree to tree. Given its potential size, do make sure you don't plant this tree too close to buildings. This attractive tree can be grown either multi-trunked or single-trunked. When growing a multi-trunk specimen, limit the number of trunks to 3 or 5. Younger Sweet Bay Magnolias may send up vigorous shoots from the lower trunk. Once you've established the desired number of trunks, either 1, 3, or 5, prune off these shoots. Sweet Bay Magnolias are lovely in the landscape and are one of the most wonderful trees we can plant. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.